Chapter 24.
Ari Ross would have to die, and it was going to break Vistara's heart to kill him. He had been lying next to her all morning, in their usual place on the river beach, and not once had he looked in her direction. Considering what she wasn't wearing, and how hard he had been trying since yesterday to behave naturally, his attitude told her everything she needed to know. Yuvar Chawl was going to make a move against Lady Rhea, and it would be soon. The battle was going to be a terrible waste, of course. Only 15 members of the Eternal Crusader's crew remained alive, and even a short power struggle would reduce that number by half. There wouldn't even be enough survivors to need a leader. But the planet's jungle of being-eating plants had devoured Lady Rhea's stature as surely as it had the expedition itself. Chawl was finally within reach of deposing her, and when Sith saw weakness, they pounced. They were like fang flowers that way, always thirsting for a kill.
"Vess, did you ever figure it out?"
Ari asked. His voice sounded a bit muffled and distant, as though we were looking in the opposite direction.
"Why Ship picked you, I mean?"
"I don't know."
Vistara's connection with Ship was the one factor working against Chawl, because there were a handful of survivors who still hoped to escape Avaloth's planet. And to do that, they needed to complete their mission and recover Ship.
"Because of my girlish beauty, I suppose?"
Ari chuckled. It sounded forced. Vistara slid her hand toward the weapons belt lying atop her folded clothes. She would use the Parang, she decided, because it was relatively silent. Moreover, unlike the Shikar, its use did not signify any disrespect or loathing.
"Seriously, Vess,"
Ari said,
"do you think there's any way you can get Ship back under control?"
"Sure,"
Vistara lied.
"If you can find Ship, I can command him."
Vistara knew why Ari was pressing. If he could get her to admit that she could not command Ship any better than anyone else, then Lady Rhea's last leg of support would be broken. Over the last few weeks, the Eternal Crusader's entire crew had slowly been drawn down to the surface through a handful of ship sightings that required effort to pursue. Two of those searches had resulted in the destruction of shuttles, and the second disaster had left the Crusader in orbit with only one pilot and only one shuttle. That same night, Avaloth had despaired of ever capturing Ship and declared that the time had come to flee the planet. Lady Rhea had immediately ordered the last pilot to come and retrieve the search party. Unfortunately, the shuttle had put down on the stony crust of an old lava pit. The boarding ramp had barely descended before the ground collapsed. The pilot managed to leap free, but the vessel itself dropped 1,000 meters into a well of magma. And now, there were no more shuttles. After a time, Ari spoke again.
"Okay, show me."
"Show you?"
Vistara knew at once that she had seriously underestimated her friend's treachery and overestimated her own ability to read force auras. She pulled her Parang from its sheath and rolled toward Ari and found him propped casually on an elbow, looking in the other direction. Slowly, he lifted a beautifully shaped arm, so deeply tanned by blue sunlight that it had turned nearly sapphire, and pointed up the river valley.
"Isn't that Ship?"
he asked. Vistara had to sit upright before she could see what he was pointing at, and even then, she almost brought her Parang around before she realized how wrong she had been. Ari wasn't trying to set her up for his own kill. He was pointing at a distant winged ball silhouette coming in low over the river, moving so fast that it swelled from the size of a thumbnail to the size of a fist in the blink of an eye.
"Well?"
he asked. Ari twisted back toward Vistara and caught her holding the Parang. His eyes grew instantly wide and frightened, and he was on his feet so quickly she feared he would have to be killed just to prevent him from crying out in surprise and inadvertently touching off the bloodbath.
"Shista Vess!"
He stumbled back a couple of steps, his eyes going to his own clothes, and his weapons belt floated into his hand.
"Were you just going to kill me?"
"No, of course not,"
Vistara said,